Hey, what's going on, everyone? My name is J.R. Robinson, and once again, I'd like to welcome you to When He Speaks Erotica, the podcast where I explore the intoxicating powers of love, relationships, and sex, all from my perspective. So come along and experience the journey with me as I try to awaken your innermost thoughts. My topic for tonight, embracing and understanding asexuality. Also, my question for tonight, why love keeps you guessing? Understanding on-again and off-again relationships. So please, go ahead, relax, unwind, do whatever it is you need to do, and I'll be right back with my question of the night. All right, so my question of the night is, why love keeps you guessing? Understanding on-again and off-again relationships. Have you found yourself in this type of relationship where, you know, one minute your partner is loving you, showing you all types of affection, and the next minute they act like you don't even exist? It's kind of like a roller coaster of emotions. And you never quite know where you'll end up. But even though these relationships can be difficult to navigate sometimes, there may be an advantage to staying on that ride. When it comes to the on-again, off-again type relationships, it's important to remember that even during the off times, the connection between both you and your partner will always exist. That means that even when things are at their lowest point, when it seems like shit is not working, there's always potential for a reconciliation. And additionally, dealing with uncertainties can make the relationship more exciting and build some type of anticipation for when the off time come to an end. On again, off again relationships can be thrilling and mysterious, but they also can be confusing and stressful. I've always had that type of thing where if we're in a relationship, we're in a relationship. We're not going to do all that back and forth, because for me, I can't handle it. Even though there have been times when I have dictated or you know, tried to have a relationship on and off again, you know, it got to a point where I had to be, you know, look, just like you don't want the back and forth, I don't want it either. So I had to either get on or let that person go and find somebody else. And a lot of times I was just like, you know what? Honestly, I'm just not ready for the relationship. And you have to be honest with yourself and that person. You can't hold a person's emotions and feelings and love for you at, you know, you can't just dictate when it should be displayed or when you want it and when you don't want it. Because it's extremely fucking confusing. One minute you're thinking everything is all right, you go in there, la-di-da, and next minute it's like, what? You know, as if you and the person don't even know each other. And that's not good for any type of relationship, you know? I've tried to be honest and be, you know, let just put everything on the table and say, hey, this is who I am, this is what I want. And if you can't accept that part of me and being honest, then that already tells me who we are or what we can have. Because here I am, you know, displaying myself on all levels that, hey, I ain't shit, but I still like you. I want to get with you, but I ain't shit. Or I'm not going to be able to commit to a relationship that you want, but I still want to spend some time with you if you got time for me. And that may come across as cruel and fucking fucked up and just downright dirty. But at least you can have that on your heart that you was man enough or woman enough to say, hey, we may not, you know, have the best relationship, but what we do have, let's make the best of that. You know what I mean? People have different expectations when it comes to love. But some of us find ourselves in these type of on-again and off-again relationships. And these type of relationships present a challenge with that comes with expectations, leaving us guessing and uncertain. It takes courage to take risks with your heart, but most times it's worth it. I found that when you put your heart out there, a person will recognize that. And unless they're just downright mean and nasty, they're not going to try to hurt you on purpose. They're not going to try to just, you know, put a knife through your heart and like fuck your feelings. You know, they may not receive them as you've given them, and it may take time, but you got to be willing to do that if you want someone to be with you. You know what I'm saying? If that person's not where you at that particular point, and if you're willing to wait, and if you're willing to work towards having something that's sustainable, or that's something that you see meaningful, then you have to put in the time, and you have to put in, you know, effort, and you have to give the person the opportunity to get to where you at. So it can be confusing when love keeps you guessing, but it can also bring moments of joy and fulfillment. Because when you let go of expectation and accept the mystery of life, we open up ourselves to the unexpected possibilities. Relationships in flux puts a strain on emotions, leaving you feeling vulnerable and powerless. When love keeps you guessing, it can be hard to stand still. One moment you're in love and thrill and hugging and everything is good, and the next minute you feel like you're sailing through a sea of tears. Every time you look, you're upset. Every time you look, you're crying. You can't figure out why this motherfucker hurting me. Why they put me through this? So take control of your situation. And know what's best for yourself and your happiness. After all, discovering who you truly are is one of the greatest gifts life can offer. When you get to a point you realize that you're not gonna let anybody handle you, if they're not there, if they're not willing to get there for you, then you know what? Pull up. It might be best that you let that person go and find someone who they can just handle any kind of way. You wait until someone is worthy of your love or your time. Don't settle for just some bullshit just to say you got somebody next to you to keep you warm. Because that don't last. That's only temporary. After all, discovering who you truly are is one of the greatest gifts life can offer. Understand that. One of the greatest gifts that you're going to get in this lifetime is knowing who you are and knowing who you need and knowing what you're not going to put up with. Start by evaluating how the relationships work for both parties. Include expectations, needs, and communication style, which each person is looking for in a long-term connection or commitment. When you evaluate situations like this, it's important to consider every single aspect, from expectations and needs to communication style and long-term connections and commitment. Only when we take a close look at how our relationship works for both parties, can we make a decision about where to go next. It's time to take control of your heart and make sure that your feelings are respected and honored. With patience and understanding, you can navigate these dynamics with clarity and come out stronger on the other side. Once each partner has expressed their thoughts and ideas, make sure to actively listen. Not only listen, but hear what your partner is saying to you. Take pauses between conversations and don't be afraid to ask questions. If you don't know what the fuck they need from you or what's expected, say, hey, fill me in. Give me a cheat sheet so I can go by what it is that I need to know that my partner needs from me. Ultimately, all relationships require work and effort. An on-again, off-again relationship may just require a little extra understanding and care. Why do we fall in and out of love so easily? It's like playing a game of emotional tug-of-war, where both parties equally exhausted and uncertain as to their fate. But the on-again, off-again relationship can be filled with tension and confusion. But they don't have to be. To make them last, it's important to recognize the warning signs and make sure the bond you share is strong enough to survive the difficult ups and downs. By taking the time to communicate with each other honestly and openly, it's possible to break old patterns and create a new relationship that will stand the test of time. Love isn't always easy, but when it keeps you guessing, it might be worth the effort. And on that note, I'll be right back with my question, with my topic of the night. All right, so my topic for tonight is embracing and understanding asexuality. Understanding asexuality. What is asexuality and what does it mean to identify as an asexual? Asexuality is a sexual identity that is often overlooked and misunderstood, yet it is an incredibly important conversation to have. Asexuality is the lack of sexual attraction or desire towards others and can manifest in different ways depending on each individual. Identifying as asexual means being comfortable with not engaging in sexual activities. But that does not mean that asexual people are necessarily opposed to relationships or partner lives. In fact, many asexual people engage deeply in romantic relationships either with other asexual people or with those who do not identify as asexual. Asexuality can be viewed as its own unique form of sexuality, and it is just as valid as any other. This is one of those topics that, okay, if I've never experienced it, I try not to talk about it. 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to talk about it. But I've had moments where I had the mentality of someone who's considered as an asexual. Meaning that there have been relationships where I've had as just a good of time not being intimate and having to build up towards sex and just have a relationship without sex and it be more emotional and mental and spiritual. But the thing is, it don't last long for me. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm outside of being in the Navy and having to, you know, go back and forth across the water. I think the longest was, 6 months? I went on a 6 month cruise. For 6 months, I didn't have sex. I think that's, no. Okay, I think it's been 2 years. 2 years has been the longest since I've had. 2 years is a time frame where I hadn't had sex. That's my longest time period. And I was going through some stuff and some personal stuff, and it was just like, mentally, I just was not into, you know, nothing sexual. So I wouldn't really consider myself at that point as an asexual because I had some stuff. I had some stuff I was dealing with, and I just wasn't feeling, you know, the opposite sex. You know what I'm saying? My mind was somewhere else. But other than that, there's been times when I felt like, you know what, in this relationship, you know, because I've had, you know, women say, you know what, I really don't want to be intimate. I'm like, okay. I mean, I have done a lot when it comes to sex. So, you know, to take a break or to deal with someone who wasn't really into getting their back blown out every night was on some different shit. You know what I'm saying? And I at some point in time, I start to appreciate it, you know. But like I say, it was only short term for me because, you know, you can come by, like a woman could wear my long sleeve shirt or wear some short, you know, short shorts, and boom, that thing of me wanting to be an asexual understanding goes out the fucking window, because if I see some nice thighs or a nice booty or, you know, even cleavage, fuck being an asexual, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it, excuse me, I'm not saying it in a negative way. I'm just saying that that thought process goes out the window for me because I gotta have it. But I understand the lifestyle or the preference when it comes to being asexual, you know? Common misconceptions, addressing myths and stereotypes about asexuality. There's a common belief that asexuality, the lack of sexual attraction and interest in sex, is an uncommon phenomenon, but this simply isn't true. In fact, research shows that approximately 1% of population self-identify themselves as asexual. However, this fact remains largely unknown to the broader public, and many misconceptions still exist about asexuality. For example, some people may believe that asexuals are asexuals by choice, or they are simply going through a phase. Others confuse asexuality with celibacy, viewing it as a moral decision rather than orientation. These ideas are far from accurate because asexuality is neither a choice or something that can be changed. What's more, asexuals can still have meaningful relationships. Just because one lacks sexual attraction doesn't mean that they can't form deep connections with others. Asexuality is a part of a gorgeous spectrum of human sexuality, and one we must embrace and celebrate. Even though you may not believe in it, or you may not, think it's something real, for the people who experience it or who are a part of that lifestyle, you have to acknowledge it. Especially if you're going to deal with someone like that. Especially if you're going to deal with someone who considers themselves as asexual, you have to change your whole thought process. Because there are going to be many times you may be feeling it, you may want to get it on and popping, and they're going to look at you like, do you understand who you're dealing with? Do you know what it is that, you know, do you know how I'm living my life? It's not celibacy, but it's a thing where I'm not feeling sex. But I still want to be with you. I still want to hang with you. I still want to, you know, kick it with you. But I need you to respect what it is or who it is that I am as an asexual. Challenges and opportunities. Discuss the challenges and opportunities of being an asexual in today's society. It can be hard to be asexual in today's society, but there are also plenty of positive opportunities. On one hand, it can be difficult to feel accepted when much of our cultural conversation revolves around relationships and sexual encounters. It can be challenging to have meaningful conversations when you don't identify with the same narrative that everyone else does. But on the other hand, there's also a growing awareness and acceptance for those who are asexual. More and more people are understanding that sexuality and relationships comes in many forms, each valid and unique in its own way. We can use these challenges in a way to lead productive conversations and foster an environment of inclusion and understanding. By understanding different perspectives, we can create a more exclusive or equitable world. So while there are many challenges, the opportunities are greater and worth pursuing and with enthusiasm and vigor. Relationships and intimacy. Exploring how asexuals approach and experience romantic and sexual relationships. Asexuality is unique and often misunderstood concept. It can be difficult for those within the asexual community to express their romantic and sexual identity. For some asexuals, relationships can be just as fulfilling and meaningful in those experienced by people of other orientation. Despite the absence of sexual attraction, asexuals still desire healthy and intimate relationships with others. They prefer to focus on emotional connections, seeking out closeness, companionship, and deep bonds with friends and families and romantic partners. Through exploration and honest communication, asexuals are able to create a meaningful relationship that honors and validates their core identity. While romantic relationships may look different than what is traditionally expected, asexuals can find joy in pursuing, affirming, and satisfying partnerships. Asexual awareness. Raising awareness and understanding of asexuality and promoting acceptance and exclusivity of asexual community. In a world of labels and categories, it's easy to forget that not everybody belongs in the same box. Think beyond the binary and you'll discover a vibrant community of people who identify as asexuals. Asexuality is more than just abstaining from sex. It's about engaging with life on an entirely new level. Asexuals come from all walks in life and from all walks of life. By celebrating their unique identities, we can build bridges between different communities and create a more exclusive environment for all. Let's remember to take the time to learn about asexuality and make sure that there's room for everyone at the table. Together, we can celebrate diversity and promote acceptance of those who fall outside the traditional definition of sexuality. To wrap this up, asexuality is a diverse and multifaceted experience that has been too long misunderstood. It can be challenging for asexual individuals to find representation for their experience in the media or even recognition for those around them. But as more and more people open up about their asexuality, the conversation will continue to evolve and create a space of true understanding. We must embrace this opportunity to learn and grow so that all identities can be seen and valued. Asexuality is no longer an overlooked part of our world. It is something that is embraced and must be understood. Remember, asexuality is a valid identity and deserves to be recognized and respected. And on that note, I want to say thank you for everybody who has listened to my podcast, who has supported my podcast, who has really helped me grow in the last few weeks. Like I always say, it's just still amazing to me that this is, that I've grown this far with this podcast. And each day I look at, my analytics, and it's just someone new is listening, someone new is checking me out. And it's one podcast that has well over 200 plus people who have listened to that podcast. So for me, that's a big thing. For most podcasters, that's just like a drop in the bucket. But for me, J.R. Robinson, that's important. And with that, I just hope that it continue to grow because of people listening, because of people supporting. And even the few people who have donated towards my podcast. And even though I don't, say nothing about no Cash App or anything like that, I appreciate the people who have, because for me, it's about having something or doing something that you enjoy doing. And that's that takes the place of money. I know plenty of people say, this dude crazy for not taking money. No, I'm not. I'm just a different type of person. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it, but that's not why I'm doing these podcasts. Because if that was, I would have to do a different type of podcast. But the thing is, I don't want to be one of those people who live by script or who live by what I should do because everybody else is doing it. I can't do that. I've never been a follower. Well, when I was young, when I was a kid, I probably followed a couple of dudes. But other than that, nah, I've always set my own path. You know what I'm saying? And if I'm dealing with, or if I'm around a group of people, and if they seem like they on some other shit that doesn't agree with what I'm doing, I have to step away from them. I don't care who you are, how long we've been together, how long we've connected. If it's not right, if it doesn't, you know, help me grow as a person, then it's wasting time. And the one thing we don't have to waste is time. So once again, I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Continue to listen to podcasts. Continue to support. Anything you want me to talk about, anything you want to critique me on, hit me up at whenhespeakserotica@gmail.com. I'll listen to whatever you have to talk about as long as you're respectable. And if there's anything you want me to talk about, leave a message. You know, I'm open to, you know, doing a podcast on something that someone want me to talk about. You know, long as it's not about certain things. Certain things I'm not going to talk about. I'm not going to talk about kids. I'm not going to talk about same-sex situations because I don't know about that. And I'm not going to talk about, you know, stuff that I've never really experienced. And on that note, everybody have a good night. Take care of yourselves, and I'll talk to you later. Peace.